Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I've got Jennifer Hufstetler, Vice President and General Manager of Data Center Product Marketing, Product Management, and Storage at Intel, back in the studio with us. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Allison. I'm glad to be back.
So, Jennifer, the last time you were on the show, you were talking to us about persistent memory, but we are changing the topic today for a very exciting product introduction. Why don't you just kick us off with a reminder of the purview of focus that you have in the organization and introduce today's topic.
So in the organization for data center at Intel overall, I'm responsible for the product management of all of our data center processors, and looking out beyond that, inclusive of our storage business. Today, I'm so excited to be here for our next product launch that we have today, the Intel Xeon E 2100 processor family, which is now available for entry servers and secure cloud use cases.
Now, this processor is a brand new brand for us, but comes with a lot of heritage in terms of solution delivery over time. So tell me about the history of the processor and what makes this particular entry unique.
The prior brand name, as you referenced, the Xeon E3, has kind of been the mainstay as the entry to server level performance and features in our overall product portfolio. So we see these products deployed in small businesses for lighter workloads and larger enterprise customers. What we have done in this new generation is added increased performance for the overall platform for products versus our last generation. We're delivering 39% performance improvement gen over gen. We've increased the core count for this processor family for up to 6 cores. The memory support is also increased for up to 128 gigabytes of DDR4 ECC memory, increasing the memory bandwidth for rapid application loading and processing. And we've also increased the expansion of the I/O for up to 40 lanes of PCI Gen 3. So really, over time, evolving the capabilities, delivering increased performance, I/O, and memory capabilities for this entry-level product in our portfolio.
Now, this product has primarily in the past been used for a few types of workload situations that stem across our SMB audience, as well as those customers looking for enhanced security features. Can we walk through the different types of use cases and start with the small and medium business that's looking for an entry server?
So in the small business, the data really is the most important asset they have. It's the connection to the customers, their sales, their inventory, their financial records. And the data is very critical for that small business. Where we find some customers utilizing the Xeon E processor family is for that on-premise support. It allows them to keep their data accessible and has that in-house resource for file sharing, backup, storage, and allows them to have a known cost of ownership for that server versus in the cloud, there may be a shifting cost for providing the support in the cloud. Additionally, the Xeon E processor family provides the reliability and security of a full server platform. So some folks may think a desktop computer is sufficient, but the Xeon E builds upon that and adds those server class features like the ECC and the memory, increased validation, as well as the security technologies that you mentioned, which are critical for handling that sensitive data. The Xeon E is also an affordable solution for that small business, providing those enterprise quality features at a small business price point.
Now, this platform also features enhanced software guard extensions or SGX technology, which makes it very interesting for a wide variety of customers. Tell me about this capability and how it's being deployed in different types of use cases in the data center.
So Intel SGX, the enhanced SGX in the Xeon E processor platform is the hero feature, if you will, for this new introduction. What is Intel SGX, software guard extensions? It is addressing the challenge of protecting the data while it's in use, and it helps to protect the most sensitive portions of a workload or a service through a hardware-enhanced security. And how we do that is through a set of CPU instructions and platform enhancements that enable applications to create areas of memory within which the code and the data can be protected from compromise during execution. So Intel offers this protection through Intel SGX, and then we partner with our ecosystem so that application developers can take advantage of this feature and that they can prevent compromises due to attacks from privileged software and other hardware-based attacks. So it's really a combination of us providing that hardware feature and working with the ecosystem to help them enable the use cases that take advantage of this.
Now, you led a panel in celebration of the entry of SGX, and you had a number of ecosystem partners along with you talking about how they're using the technology. Tell me a little about that.
Yes, this panel highlighted some of our leading ecosystem partners. Microsoft discussed how they are using the Intel Xeon E processor family with the SGX technology in their Azure confidential computing platform. This helps them to protect their customers' most sensitive data while it's processed in the cloud. Fortanix was another partner that shared their use case where they're using these processors for HSM and key management capabilities that support custom cryptographic algorithms. And the last customer that we had was R3, and they're using Intel SGX to make blockchain transactions more secure.
I know that Intel works very deeply with our customers, with every processor that we introduce to ready for market. How have we worked with our OEMs and ODMs to ensure that we have a healthy choice of alternatives in the market once this product starts showing up in systems?
We've partnered with our broad set of hardware ecosystem partners to be ready to support time to market at launch this new server family. So you'll see a wide range of OEMs and ODMs supporting this platform today.
And then the final question about this product that I've got for you, Jennifer, is how does this fit in your mind into the portfolio of CPUs that your organization manages? And how is this evolving over time in terms of addressing the requirements of the data-centric era?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously, the Xeon E2100 processor plays that role, as we talked about, as that entry server product. So for those customers, those small businesses looking to get to their first server and have that server class capability. But with the Intel Software Guard extension, it's really paving the way for when we enable that technology more broadly across our portfolio. And speaking of these data-centric use cases, we really envision this ecosystem, that application ecosystem I was referring to, the software partners, to continue to take advantage and build more use cases for that key protection, the secure edge, content protection, and data protection. We really think that security will be foundational across the whole data-centric portfolio, and that's one of the roles that the Xeon E processor family plays for us, is really getting that ecosystem going and building upon this technology.
Jennifer, if folks want to check out that panel or find out more information about Xeon E processors, where would you send them to check those things out?
The simplest place is intel.com/Xeon E, and the panel can be found at intel.com/Xeon E panel.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Jennifer. It's always a pleasure, and I'm sure that we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/data center optimization.